Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Well, folks, you know, let's spend this segment and talk about the internet, social media. I have a good friend, Mr. C.J. Vespucci. Now, C.J. has a Facebook site, and we're going to just talk about, and maybe some of you might learn some things about Facebook groups, social media. That's our topic. C.J., I think you're standing by ready to talk with me this morning, buddy.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Luke, for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you a lot for being with us. And, you know, I've already learned some things by talking to CJ folks about social media. CJ, I have kind of started maybe a couple of years ago, mostly on Facebook. And I would see a group that I thought, well, this is kind of an interesting topic or something that I'm interested in, and I would like that page. And then I got hit with this. Either there'd be one or two people that dominated it and more or less laid the law down. In other words, what they said was golden truth. Mm-hmm. Or there would be some things on there that I just didn't think were fitting. You know, it's things that just that turned me off. But I found I just stumbled upon The Lodge. That's, you can go to Facebook, folks, and just search The Lodge, and it pops up. This is awesome. It's not just about catching bass or just about hunting deer. I mean, your site there covers the gamut, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It does, Luke. If I may, I'd like to tell a little bit of history about The Lodge.
Sure.
You touched on a few important points. To me, social media brings about a lot of responsibility that I think is lacking today. Most people start groups, I believe, for the wrong reasons. Now, what prompted me to start The Lodge was I was a member of many, many outdoor groups, and I found that many of the groups, folks were just downright nasty to each other. And I said to myself, I could do better than this. There's so many people out there that are afraid to speak, they're afraid of bullying, they're afraid of bashing, and they really have something to contribute. I sat and I thought about it a while, and I've been a member of all different kinds of groups. I think I've been on Facebook ever since Facebook started, to be honest with you. So I came up with the idea of The Lodge, and I pulled some of the members who I really admired from some of these outdoor groups, and we got together, we brainstormed. And the premise of The Lodge is that everyone is equal. The playing field is level. And The Lodge is sort of a catch-all for all outdoor disciplines.
Yeah, so like I'd mentioned, if your passion is hunting deer or whatever, mm-hmm. There's a niche there for you. If you're an old outdoor writer like I am, CJ, I do everything from hunt from big bore air, with big bore air guns to bows, to you name it. I do a little bit of all of it. But I understand that there are people that are deer hunters or they're turkey hunters. You know,
right. They
may not have the opportunity to do some of the other things. But, yeah, if you have an interest, an area of interest, you can – now, say The Lodge. Okay, now, so that's kind of encompasses all the outdoors. But say the one that's called, is it Grandpa's Cabin? I was looking at that. I want to join.
Right, yes, Grandpa's Cabin. Well, first off, The Lodge has transformed itself into The Lodge Group Network. And what that is, it consists of six groups and our Facebook page. We have The Lodge, we have The Fishing Hole, we have a group called Trails Ahead, we have The Lodge General Store and Trading Post, and we have Grandpa's Cabin, and we have Pathfinders. You did mention Grandpa's Cabin. That is dedicated to the outdoors of yesteryear. We discuss old stories. We pass around old photos. We post old advertisements. I'm a huge Hedden fan. I love Winchester Arms. Everything that you grew up with from the days of old.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking to me, you're talking about the days of era would it go back to the 60s? I mean, as far as the era that prior, or I doubt if you'd put a date on it, but I guess things back in the 60s nowadays, when I was a boy, is pretty much history, you know. I mean, a lot of people have never experienced paying $3.15 for a hunting license. CJ, last week, my sister gave me some old things that I had left with her when I went, before I went into the service when I was 19. And in one of these books was a hunting license regulation from Texas, 1968-69. The price of a hunting license, I think, was $3.15. It was unreal, you know? Yeah. So I guess anything older stuff, right, is what you're interested in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, case in point, back in the 1940s, New York State used to issue buttons instead of back tags. I'm from the great state of New York, and I'm going to be posting photos of some of those buttons. So it's whatever you consider yesteryear. I'm 49, so everything prior to the 80s to me would be yesteryear.
Yeah.
For you, it could be a little later than that or earlier than that.
Yeah. Folks, I will say this. If you have CJ, we're talking to people on the internet everywhere, yes, but we're talking on the radio to people in Texas. If you've never, folks, if you've never been to upstate New York, this is where CJ is. Do not confuse what you think of New York City as being New York State, right, CJ?
Oh, my goodness, exactly. I mean, aside from New York City, the rest of New York, we're rural. I think our biggest industry is dairy farming. I'm located right at the base of the Catskill Mountains, the land of Rip Van Winkle.
You are. And we, my wife and I took a, we flew up to Boston and we rented a car and we drove all the way up into Canada, actually. But we spent a couple of days in upstate New York, some of the most beautiful. I remember pastoral settings, lots of, we really didn't get into the mountains. We saw them, but we were mostly in the farmland, but I was highly impressed with it, CJ. Back to our topic, I guess. The
sure.
Folks that want to learn more about or to just to go check out the lodge, that's very simple, isn't it?
It is simple. Just look up the lodge. You'll see every one of our groups in the Lodge Group Network has our logo. You'll see a log cabin with the Lodge Group Network listed on there and a photo of each particular group. We've networked. One thing I would like to say is that I did not do this on my own. There's no way I could have completed this task on my own. We've been around for 3 months, and we've really conquered a mountain, I have to admit. I've had a lot of great people working with me. We've networked with tons of other groups. And, you know, to be honest with you, Luke, I think I owe the outdoor community on Facebook an apology, and I mean this seriously. I started the lodge because of my disdain towards the outdoor groups. But the more I networked, the more I realized there are some really good outdoor groups on Facebook. I had the unfortunate time of finding the bad ones in the beginning, but there are a lot of good groups, and you will find that the outdoor community on Facebook is some of the most generous, meaningful, you know, very nice people, some of the best folks to have around. They really are.
They sure are, just like the folks that we run into. They're really fish, you know, hardcore outdoor folks that love, hardcore, I should say, the folks that really have a passion and a love for the outdoors. But
yeah,
you run into them out in the field, up in the mountains, wherever you're at, when, you know, you can tell really quickly that you're with kindred spirits. CJ, I really appreciate you just shedding a little light. I've become an active member of the lodge, and I appreciate you posting some of the, well, not some of, but every one of the outdoor podcast, the videos that Jeff Rice and I do each week. A lot of people have a pretty good idea of who I am through watching those things, you know. So it's not just about me. It's all the good information in there. And as we go along, I'd like to get you back from time to time, CJ, and let's talk some more social media. It is a hot topic these days, you know?
I would definitely love that. Social media, it is the wave of the future. Yeah, definitely. I'm honored to be here, and I'd love to do it again.
Well, thank you very much, and we will do it again.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of catfishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.